Hi, this is Bob Lederer, Chair Pro Tem of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. We're convening our meeting on April 15th, and we don't have a secretary at the moment, so I will call the roll. One second. Okay, Jessica Molinar, KPFT.
This is Jessica from KPFT.
Okay. Carolyn Burden, WBAI.
Yes, I'm here.
Fred Blair, KPFK.
I'm present.
Lydia Brazan, KPFK.
Here.
Adriana Casanave, KPFT. Adriana, are you with us? Okay. Benito Diaz, WPFW, he informed me that he was unable to come on tonight. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Mark, are you here? Okay. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Cynthia? All right. Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Here.
Okay. And I'm Bob Lederer, WBAI. Michael Novick, KPFK.
Yeah, here.
And Jeremy Taylor, WBAI.
Here.
Okay, so then by my count, we have a quorum at this point. There are three seats actually vacant on the committee. WPFW, their LSB has not yet elected their two LSB members to this committee. And then at KPFA, there's a volunteer director to serve, and that's Margie Wilkinson, but the PNB has not formally confirmed her yet. So there are, at the moment, 12 members on this committee. Quorum is 7, and we've exceeded that, so we'll begin the meeting. I was elected chair pro tem at the last meeting, so the first order of business before doing anything else is to have another election for chair pro tem. So the floor is open for nominations.
I'll nominate Bob again to continue.
Okay, thank you. I accept. Any other nominees?
Carolyn, do you have an interest?
Well, I would, but not tonight. I'm not sure I can stay on for the whole meeting, so thank you. Maybe next meeting if we still haven't gotten a full compliment. But thank you for asking.
Okay, any other nominations? Okay, then hearing none, any objection to closing nominations? Okay, is there any objection to myself serving as chair pro tem? Okay, hearing none, then that's done. So now we need a volunteer for secretary pro tem for tonight's meeting. Is there anyone who would be so kind as to come forward? It's only for motions passed. It's not, you don't have to document the discussion.
I did do it last time. I don't have minutes yet to circulate to people, but I wanted to do it again. This is Michael Novick.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Michael. Is there any objection to Michael Novick serving as as Secretary Pro Tem? Okay. Hearing none, then he won't be in that position. Okay, so now...
Could I ask you to repeat who is here? I got Lydia, Fred, Michael, Hank, Jeremy, Bob, and Carol.
It's easier if I go alphabetically. It's Jessica, Carolyn, Fred, Lydia, Hank, myself, yourself, Michael, and Jeremy. Okay. Okay. Now, I sent out a draft agenda, so those of you who are online can look as I laid out, and the rest I'll read it. So first, we've already done the election of the chair pro tem and the secretary pro tem, but so next would be the process for election of a chair and secretary. In light of the fact that we still don't have our full complement, I would suggest holding off on that till next meeting, at which hopefully we'll have everyone. So next would be review and approval of available minutes for suggesting 15 minutes. Next would be a decision on the next committee date for 10 minutes. Next will be the status of the job announcement and ad for the 2013 National Election Supervisor and next steps. That would be 10 minutes. Next, the status of the PND's consideration of pending election committee motions for 5 minutes. Next would be Election Issues Working Group, next steps for 10 minutes. Next would be the status of reports by local election supervisors for 5 minutes. And then finally, any new business. And we agreed last time on a time certain adjournment of 10 p.m. because various people have other commitments. 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so any amendments to that proposed agenda?
Carolyn here?
Yes.
Who is going to report on the status of reports by local election supervisors? Because that includes a question of pay as well. So I wasn't here when that was discussed last, I think. So
right.
who would give those reports and what would be in them?
Well, I guess I can just go ahead and say what I think is the extent of our knowledge is that, as we said last time, there were two reports that were submitted, WPFW and WBAI. The other three, to our knowledge, have not been, unless they were turned in and not shared with us. We don't know about the pay status of those three.
WPFW, we do.
I'm sorry. Was that Hank?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
She was paid and has not submitted a report.
Okay.
And actually, she was paid some time back.
Okay, and was that Michael you wanted to add?
Yes. At KPFK, I raised this at our finance committee, and the GM said he stopped a check to the LES here, and there was never a report.
Okay, and does anyone else know of, let's see, what station does that leave unaccounted? That would be KPFA. Does anyone know the status there? All right. So we've just actually done that agenda item. That's all we know. Now, Michael, wasn't there something that you raised at the Finance Committee also?
Yeah, the finance committee, they said that if they were paid, they were paid by the local business managers, and we would have to check. So that's why I raised the local finance committee, and the GM here said he had stopped the check.
Okay, so in other words, the national finance committee has no knowledge at all of any of this, right?
No.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Should we leave this on the agenda tonight, or have we exhausted the topic? Is there something more we should do to try to ascertain what happened?
Well, Carolyn here?
Yes.
At some point, the national supervisors may not have issued the check, but it will be on some budget someplace. So I'd like to leave it on until we get a formal accounting of who was paid, and who wasn't, as confirmed by somebody or other, either the national budget or the finance committee.
All right. Well, that's fine. We can leave it on the agenda. And by the way, it's not the national election supervisor who pays them. It's the Pacifica National Office. It's not the national office. It's each local station that pays them. That's what Michael found out from the National Finance Committee call.
Well, it may take a month for that to show up on spreadsheets, budget reports and so on. So I'd like to wait until we have confirmation of whoever was paid what.
Okay. All right. So are there any amendments to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one thing. I need a timekeeper. Would someone please volunteer?
Bob, I'll do it. I'm Fred Blair.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate it. Okay. I'll announce the time for each item at the beginning. Okay. All right. So we're starting with review and approval of available minutes. Now, I sent those out last time, and we deferred them till tonight. Are we in a position to go forward with those tonight? Let me ask it this way. Is there any objection to considering the three sets of minutes that were sent out last month? obviously the new members are not in a position anyway, whether even if they haven't read them, they're not really in a position to vote on them if they weren't at the meeting. So I'm really asking the carryover members from last year if any of you object to just going through them and voting on them. Okay, well, hearing none, then let's see. Let's begin with, sorry, one second here. Okay, December 4th, 2012. And those who saw what I posted saw that it included one small correction on Nancy's notes. So, is there any further corrections of the December 4th minutes?
Point of information, Bill?
Yes.
Someone here. Those of us who are not at the meeting cannot vote on that, I assume. And are these posted somewhere on the list, and are all the new people who are here tonight on the list?
Okay. I did post them on the list, and I believe I've added everyone, or actually the way Yahoo Groups does it, I've invited everyone who's newly elected to be on the list. So that was just today. So, you know, I'm sure not everyone had a chance to respond. But is there anyone, well, does anyone to their knowledge either not on the list or not received an invitation?
Jeremy here. I don't recall unless he's within the last few hours, but yeah. I never received any invitation.
Actually, it was a few hours ago. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't get to it till just now. So it should be waiting for you. Yeah, you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So is there any objection to approving the December 4th minutes as corrected? Okay. Hearing none, then that's approved. Next is the December 16th minutes. Which I also, in this case, I had two corrections, which I posted to the list actually more than a month ago. So any further corrections? Okay. Any objection to approving the December 16th minutes? Okay. Hearing none, then those are approved. And the final one is the January 15th minutes. So those have also been posted more than a month and a half ago. Any corrections? Okay. Any objection to approving them? Okay. So those are approved as well. All right. I think we're still waiting for one set from, well, actually, Michael just said he hasn't had a chance to do the March meeting. So as soon as we get that, hopefully by the next meeting, we'll review those. Okay, so next on the agenda is the choosing of the next meeting date for this committee. So do people think it makes sense to look at about a month from now, approximately?
Looking at the KPFDX calendar.
Yes,
me too.
I know we had some offline, you know, communication about days of the week, and most people seem to prefer Monday. I want to ask, I'm not available on Monday the 13th or the 6th, but is Wednesday the 15th a problem for anyone on this call?
Karen?
Yes.
It's a
reminder.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, if we do select the 20th, the third Wednesday, could we keep it at one meeting a month and keep it at a particular, say, the third Monday? I'm a big fan of Sunday nights because the Monday night drives me a little crazy, but if the group wants Monday night, can we just settle on one meeting a week and make sure that it really is held to that and we don't meet a second time during the month? I'd appreciate that.
Okay, well, if we may, I'd like to just take the question of the very next meeting first and then the question of ongoing frequency because they're somewhat separate. So can we start with the date of the May meeting? So I'm asking about Wednesday, May 15th, if that's a problem for folks.
Yeah, Wednesday is not great for me, but that's just one person.
Does anyone else have a problem with the 15th?
Well, it already varies from our Monday, so it seemed to be the consensus.
Mm-hmm. No, as a person on the list, Fred and I both have a local KTFK LSB Finance Committee the third Monday of the month. That would be the 20th. So we have to get off this call tonight for the same reason.
Right. Okay.
For the third Mondays, this is Lydia.
Yes. Go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay. Anyway, so I have an LSB governance committee on Monday, usually right before the week of our LSB meeting, so I have to go to that this
so
evening
that,
as well.
In this case, you're talking about which state?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm okay for Wednesday.
Well, which date? Which week of the month?
The 13th is the second Monday is the governance committee here.
Okay, so you're saying the 13th is not possible. Is that right?
No, I'm not saying anything is impossible. I'm saying I'm okay with that. The Wednesday that you picked, what was it in the team?
Wednesday the 15th.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wasn't clear from what Hank said. Are you objecting to Wednesday the 15th? Hank?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Hank.
Yeah, I'm not against it, but I haven't been able to check our list to see what else is going on that day. That, you know, I mean, it seems to me we had a consensus going on Monday. Now it's, you know, a matter of which Monday, I guess, if we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me ask about Monday the 6th. Is there anyone who cannot make Monday the 6th? Oh, you know what? No, I'm sorry. That's governance.
We've got a national governance.
Yeah, we're not allowed to conflict with another national committee, so that's out. All right, well, although there were a lot of people that said that they preferred Mondays, I don't recall anyone saying Wednesday was absolutely out. So unless there's another proposal, I would like to propose Wednesday the 15th.
Is there a problem with Monday the 20th for you, Rob?
Not a problem for me, but didn't someone else just say that was a conflict?
Monday the 20th, Fred Blair and I have a local KPFK LSB Finance Committee meeting at 7:30. We have it also tonight, and we're both going to have to leave the call early for that reason.
That's every third Monday?
That's Monday. That's the third Monday, yeah.
Monday. Well, how about every fourth Monday? Is that okay for everybody?
Well, let me clarify, Carolyn. We're not setting the monthly time now because we're waiting for our colleagues who have not yet been chosen for the committee. So we're just deciding the very next meeting right now. So it sounds to me that the 15th has the least, you know, conflicts. So let me just ask so we can move on. Is there any objection to Wednesday the 15th?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. No, that's fine. Then let's call a vote. You know, we never did get a secretary pro tem. Oh, no, Michael,
yeah,
you agreed to do it.
Okay,
right.
Yes.
So do you now have the roster?
It's there.
It's where?
Here, I'll get it up for you. Okay.
Is it like KBFTX or something?
Right, here. Can you see it from there?
Okay. That's what. Yeah, I'll just get it. Hang on a second. Link to the calendar or somewhere else?
Go to the calendar.
Click on the committee. Okay,
click on the date. click on the 15th.
When is the procedure
click
here?
On the date. Click on
there.
There
we go. Okay, got it.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Hold on, Michael. Michael, hold on. From Carolyn. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, could we just save a little time and vote on, have people vote for either Wednesday the 15th or the 3rd or the 4th, 27th?
Well, the 4th Monday this May is Memorial Day.
Oh dear, all right.
Okay, so let's go ahead with the vote on the 15th.
Okay, Jessica? Yeah, Jessica Polinar?
This is a yes or no vote.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I pass for a second?
Sure.
I didn't catch what she said.
She said she's passing. Come back to her.
Okay. Yeah. Alan Burton?
No.
Okay. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Lydia Razon?
Yes.
Adriana is not on the call, is that right? Benito, not on the call.
Right.
Mark Hernandez. Yeah, Mark Hernandez. No. Cynthia Johnson. Thank you, him. Yes. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Michael Novick. That's me, yes. Jeremy Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, so that was one pass, one no, one, two.
Oh, well, maybe you should ask Jessica.
Okay.
Jessica votes no.
I couldn't hear that.
Jessica votes no.
Jessica
no.
votes no.
Okay. That was two no's and one, two. Three, four, five, six yeses.
Okay, so then our next meeting is exactly a month from tonight, Wednesday, May 15th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Okay, let's see. Hold on. Sorry, folks. Okay. Next on the agenda is the status of the job announcement and ad for the 2013 National Election Supervisor and next steps. So that's a 10-minute item, Fred. Okay, sorry to say, I have nothing new to report. I sent, perhaps some of you saw, I posted to the listserv last night, yet another email to Summer Rees. It's the fourth email I've sent in 2 months. Asking for a simple update on what's happening with the placement of an ad for the National Election Supervisor, which, of course, is mandated in the bylaws to be hired by the end of March. And she has yet to respond. So has anyone heard anything else about the status? Has, for instance, PNB members on this call, has she reported to PNB?
I have not heard anything. This is Jessica from Houston. If you have not heard anything about it.
Okay.
Carolyn here?
Yes.
No, I haven't, but I have to say I was not on the call when that motion was phrased and approved by the committee, I assume. But I, frankly, I took a little bit of steps to the tone. The PNB is swamped at this point. We have no CFO. We're missing a lot of other people. There are fires all over the network, and she's been flying back and forth from station to station trying to put these out. And I think that perhaps to demand a response to this is not reasonable. Perhaps we might do better if we addressed it to all of the officers. And between the vice chair, Heather Gray, Secretary Richard Uzzell, I guess maybe not the treasurer, but, you know, if we just address these things a little more, what shall I say, conciliatory consideration of what's going on around the network, which is a lot of fires being put out all over. It's a bad time. This is probably not the highest item of anyone's priority, even though it is for us, for the election committee. So I would think that perhaps readdressing a very tactfully worded request to all three, to Jessica, to Summer, to Summer Reese, to Heather Gray, and to Richard Ezell, the chair and interim IED, and the vice chair, and the secretary, that might get us somewhere. My third thought is that perhaps there's no money available, and nobody quite wants to say that, but we are having difficulties. And we may have to, this committee may perhaps would be better served if we addressed a bylaws amendment to change the date. We obviously aren't going to hire anyone by March. We probably obviously are not going to hire anyone by the end of April. And so we need to perhaps look at that and make a motion and adapt to reality, which is that we haven't hired anyone by the end of March. So set a new date and move on from there. That would be my suggestion, maybe for the next meeting in May, if we haven't settled this by then.
Okay. Who else would like to speak on this?
Hank.
This is Lydia.
Okay. I heard Hank and Lydia. Go ahead, Hank.
Well, my fear is that we, in letting her go around and put out fires rather than deal with this issue, we're going to end up with five fires at once. Before the election day, you know, the longer this, I'm not disagreeing that we should ask all the officers. You know, somebody can handle that, I'm sure. But, you know, it needs to really be handled soon. Otherwise, it's going to throw all the elections off.
Okay, Lydia, and then myself. Go ahead.
And Michael. Yes.
And then Michael.
The fires that are constantly being put out, in part, some are unforeseen, but some of them are exactly for this sort of thing, where things get put off, where things get set aside, and so I don't know that we can survive another year of as much dysfunction as we did last year with the elections. And this election is all the more imperative for some of the stations in particular, like with KPFK, because we're going to have, you know, an election where we have to elect an entire board. So to have all of that put off again as it was last year and created seating issues at the PMB level, where it consumed a huge part of our meeting time, I mean, this is horrendous when it can just be dealt with. We did the work. We actually wrote the ad. All she has to do is put it on the website. It's not a work-intensive thing. She can just email it to Otis, and it goes on the website immediately. It's the click of a button. It's been sent four times, I think, in terms of the ads and so forth. So. It's a very simple thing. It is not time-consuming. It will save the entire foundation an enormous amount of headaches. We were very fortunate not to have any actions in court last year. I don't know that we can continue counting on such good luck. So I think it's completely appropriate to ask that we not be in a position of a continuing bylaws breach whenever possible, and this is one of those instances. Elections are one thing that courts, for example, take very seriously. So I would urge us to do so. Those who have a closer relationship with the IED should just pick up the phone and ask her and let us know what's going on. If she's busy, I mean, I totally understand that, but there are some calls that I'm sure she responds to more than others.
Okay.
Is Carolyn on the stack again?
Okay. Michael, and then myself, and then Carolyn. Michael.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say that the resolution we passed just asked the PMV to have her have the IED post the position. Didn't say to hire. So that, you know, that whether there's money or not, I don't know. But starting with the idea is like ascertaining who's out there that can do the job would be a step forward. It was supposed to happen in March. It hasn't happened yet. I just looked at the website. It's still not up on the Pacifica website under jobs. My job listing there is for the executive director. So I still think that the resolution is adopted stands, and we should try to get that job listing posted so that we can begin to figure out some process of getting a national election supervisor.
Okay, and calling on myself. The committee has several times just reminded Summer, and let me point out that every time I've posted the decisions of the committee to Summer, I've CC'd the entire PNB. So the officers are automatically notified. And we've simply asked her to carry out the bylaws, which says to hire an NES in March. And then subsequently, I've simply asked her for a status report, which could be two sentences. So, of course, I understand that people are busy, but, 2 months of non-response to a request for a two-sentence email I don't think is appropriate. But in any case, we did pass a specific motion last meeting asking that the PNB take up this matter and as Michael just said, direct the IED to post the job opening before any further breach is committed of the bylaws. And we also urged the PNB to act quickly on a motion we adopted last October, which has never been considered by the PNB, which is on the general question of the calendar, that says since the bylaws are very specific, the bylaws don't give the ED the authority to change the dates in the bylaws or to do anything beyond appointing the NES and approving the choices, the NES's choices of local election supervisors, that we recommend that the PNB reassert that it's the national board that is the foundation for purposes of, elections, as the bylaws refers to it, and that she should be guided by, the board's decisions on questions of calendar. Okay, so I think at this point...
Can I move it back on a second?
Sure. So I think at this point, I'm not sure there's anything more we can do, unless we want to send yet a fifth email to Summer and, of course, CC everyone else, which, when we spoke to Heather Gray, the vice chair, came on briefly before we went on the stream just to say she was checking in on the status of the committee as vice chair, and she said she's aware of our request to Summer, and she can't fill us in right now on anything new. So, the vice chair is aware of it. The chair has been told repeatedly, so I don't know what else to do. Okay, I heard Carolyn and Michael.
Oh, Bob, the 10 minutes are up.
Oh, thank you. Okay, how much would people like to extend? Is 5 minutes sufficient?
Yes, that's fine with me.
Okay, any objection to 5 more minutes on this item?
Well, we're not going to be able to do anything. I don't know that we need it.
Well, there's two people who asked to speak, and I don't see any harm in allowing them to speak, and then
that's true.
What to do. Okay, so if there's no objection, then we'll extend for 5 minutes, and next on the stack is Carolyn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we need to find out a little more directly, so I will. This probably will be on the agenda Thursday night, or I can certainly bring it up at the PNB meeting. And I'll ask there, perhaps the ED can put this onto somebody else, for a resolution, which would be Heather, I guess, as vice chair. We'll put it on that way, and I think that's a better way to deal with it than just repeating the same memos, which are going to be seen as harassment if we continue. So I'll bring it up Thursday night at the meeting and see where we go, and I'll report back to the committee. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Michael.
Well, just the reason there's some urgency is that, you know, we have this working group also. Maybe should be mentioned the work group's going to meet tomorrow again, but we were looking at the problems of the last election, and as a working group, at least, we've identified the fact that there were two postponements of the start of the process as a major factor in why there were problems in the election. So we don't want to repeat that.
Okay. Well, just to close this out, I just remembered the process we used last year, which was very collegial and cooperative between this committee and the then executive director, which was Arlene Engelhardt. And that is that we also did most of the entire writing of the job ad, the job description. She then posted it, and as she got applications, she did the first round of sifting, but then when she had finalists, she brought them back to the committee, and we jointly did the interviews, and then we issued a recommendation to her, of course, in executive session, on who we thought was the best qualified. So I would just suggest perhaps maybe we should think ahead, and you know, as long as we're dealing with this issue now, what do people think about just adopting a motion to use the same process for the selection of the NES as last year, which was a cooperative venture. Now, of course, ultimately the decision is in the hands of the ED, or in this case the IED. That's in the bylaws. We understand that, but that we have a consultative role. So let me phrase that more artfully. I move that the Elections Committee strongly recommend to the IED that the process of reviewing and interviewing candidates for NES be the same as that practiced last year, which is that the IED will bring finalist candidates to the committee for joint interviews and a recommendation from the committee before the hiring decision is made.
Carolyn here with one caveat.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm a little worried about, and I don't know what was done last year, so this is blindly. I'm very concerned that almost all of the legal issues brought the Pacific Foundation have occurred because we have failed to utilize HR help. So I would like to make sure that somewhere in that motion we add that any advertisement posted and any procedure followed be vetted by our HR advisors. I know we have some through the graces of our legal counsel. We may have others, but whether they're independent or whether they're part of our insurance or our legal counsel, I really want to make sure that the ad itself, I don't remember if that was ever vetted through HR, and the process that we're following, and I'm saying this without, you know, telling tales out of school, but we do have problems by not following HR advice. This ad and the process that we followed be subsequent to approval by HR consultants, whoever they may be. Just add that sentence to the motion. I'd be happy.
Okay. Any discussion of that amendment?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I agree, and I think that the ad can be sent to our HR consultant immediately. So that should not be a problem. And I agree that I think that we would be held in good stead if we do have that extra consultation. So I support it.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Bob, 5 minutes are up.
Oh, thank you. Okay, then that means we have to go to a vote. So, Michael, were you able to get down both the motion and the amendment?
I'll read back what I got. Move that the election commission recommended to follow the same procedures last year.
Can you slow down, please?
Sorry. Move that the election committee strongly recommended we follow the same procedures last year, in which there was a consultative relationship with the ED.
The same relationship in the hiring of the NES.
Okay.
And then back to what you were saying, in which there was a consultative relationship, etc.
And then
Hello?
Yes. Hello. What I have is Calvin's amendment.
Wait, I'm sorry, Michael. I don't think that was the whole motion. Is that all you have?
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, so let me go through it again. So read what you have so far, and then I'll add on the phrase I said earlier.
I move that the election committee strongly recommend that we follow the same procedure in the hiring of the NES as last year, and that we have a consultative relationship with the executive director or interim executive director.
Right, and then I added specifically that the IED forward finalist candidates to the committee, and that there then be joint interviews of those finalists and a recommendation from the committee before the IED makes the hiring decision.
I'm going to object to that, Carolyn.
Okay, hang on. Let me make sure Michael has the wording down.
Hi, this is Adriana.
Oh, hi, Adriana.
Sorry, but I don't know what happened. I was supposed to be in the call. I was calling and telling that I was the first one, and I was waiting, and nothing happened.
All right, well, we're glad you're here. Okay, so Michael, can you read back that added phrase?
Yeah. Okay. Move that the election committee strongly recommend that we follow the same procedure in the hiring of the NES as last year, that we have a consultative relationship with the IED, specifically that the IED forward finalist candidates to the committee, and that there be joint interviews with the candidates and a recommendation from the committee before
the IED makes the hiring decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Carolyn, before you object, we're out of time, so do you want to extend to discuss this?
10 minutes, please. Thank you.
Well,
go ahead, Mike.
I didn't hear any objections to Carolyn's amendment.
No, we'll get to her amendment in a minute, but first we have to extend time if we're going to discuss her objection. And by the way, this is what I said earlier, so this is not a new piece I'm introducing. It's been on the floor, but that's fine. If the committee wants 10 minutes, we can extend. Is there an objection to 10 minutes?
Can we do 5?
Okay.
Well, never mind. Not
all right. Well, no, if people want to do 5, I mean, I would prefer 5 myself. I think we can resolve this quickly. And remember, we have a firm adjournment time of 10 p.m., and that's barely a half an hour. So is there any objection to a 5-minute extension? Okay, hearing none, it's extended. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm increasingly concerned with an encroachment on the independent selection of the National Supervisor. This has been bothering me for about a year. I think that the bylaws are really clear that the National Supervisor should not be engaged with or involved in local politics. And by bringing the National Supervisor to this committee and consulting and back and forthing, I think we're compromising that independence, inadvertently perhaps, but I would rather have a National Supervisor not engaged with the people who are either running for the board or backing people, a part of the same factions as candidates for the board. We cannot help but be involved with these elections if we're on the board. And so I would really like to suggest that we not that we scratch that last statement, that last procedure that, that Bob mentioned, which was used last year, a joint interviews and recommendations from the committee, and leave it in the hands of the IED. It's supposed to be a totally independent supervisor. And by bringing in a candidate to the national board, there's got to be some tainting of that independence. I really would like to keep it clean. So I would suggest voting against that last sentence and making sure that we have HR vetting of the original motion and then just of the original advertisement and just leave it in the hands of the IED and not get involved in that. We could set guidelines and suggest and so on to the IED or the ED, but I don't like the idea of getting involved in the actual selection process. I think it just destroys the independence and makes the prospective national supervisor worry about who he or she is offending on the board and so on and so forth. And that's not a good thing for the election.
This is Lydia.
Yes, go ahead.
We have an IED who is the chair of the Pacifica National Board and who ran on a particular slate both times that she ran for the board. So there's no way in anyone's imagination that there's nonpartisanship here that can't be suggested. So what we're trying to avoid is some legal challenges, and there should be some balance to this. The previous ED was not picked out of the board, and so therefore even that issue did not, you know, exist. So I don't think but the other issue is that this is strictly advisory. We are not making the decision, but it holds the foundation in good stead to have additional counsel. That's what, you know, these committees are for, and they're strictly advisory. She certainly doesn't have to take our advice, but it would also help her because she is interim, and in terms of the foundation, that is still a weaker position than being a permanent ED, so she should welcome the additional assistance and the additional input. She can ignore it if she chooses, of course, but at least it's there, and it protects the entire foundation to have the additional input, and it worked very well last year.
Okay, and let me just call myself briefly to add that in addition to what Lydia just said, is that this is two elections that this procedure has been followed. This committee has developed a fair amount of expertise on running elections at Pacifica, and that's extremely valuable in vetting the different candidates that present themselves to run the elections. It's to determine who really seems to have the skills and the knowledge and the temperament that's necessary. And I believe that certainly the last ED was grateful for the input. And so I think we should absolutely stick with that. Okay, well, why don't we we're going to vote on that in a minute, but let's just hear the wording of Carolyn's her amendment about HR. Michael, did you catch that?
What I got down was any ad or process be subsequent to approval by HR.
Okay, Carolyn, is that correct? Is that wording correct? Carolyn.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, I think that covers everything. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so first we...
Bob, time is up.
Yes, right. That's why we're moving to the vote. First, we vote on Carolyn's amendment to add the language Michael just read about HR, human resources.
Did you ask if there's any objection to adding that?
No, I'm about to. Okay, so that's the first vote, is just whether to add this to the overall motion. So is there any objection to adding the language about HR involvement? Okay, here
I have this is Hank. I have a minor objection to it, and it's just a suggestion, but could we have, before we start sitting in with interviews and things, could we have HR run it first and find out if those candidates or even worth taking our time with.
Well, I believe that's part of the intent of the motion is that HR should be consulted, and you know, now I don't.
Yeah,
think
I mean,
we should,
prior to us doing it.
Right, but I don't think we should micromanage the relationship between the ED and the HR person. If she wants to do it at that stage, she would be welcome to do that. If she, you know, doesn't want to incur that cost, she, you know, I think we should leave that to her decision.
Okay.
That would be my sense of it. All right, so is there any objection to this added language? Okay, hearing none, that language is added. Now I'll take what Carolyn offered as a motion to strike the language about the consultative relationship between this committee and the IED in the hiring process. So that would be the motion we're now voting on, motion to strike that. So if you vote yes, the motion will not have any reference to consulting with this committee. If you vote no, the language about consulting with us will stay in. So is there anyone unclear about what this vote is right now? Okay, then Michael, would you please call the roll? Yes is to strike, and no is to keep it in about consultation.
Okay, Jessica Apollinar.
I'm sorry, I'm going to pass. Apollinar.
She's passing,
okay.
Michael.
Passing, yes. Carolyn Burden.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, to strike, yes. Sorry, I'm confused. Thank you. Yes, it's to strike, right?
Yes. Yes means strike the language.
Okay, yes, I vote to strike. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Adriana Casanez?
No.
Benito Diaz, not on the call. Mark Hernandez? Not on. Cynthia Johnson? Not on. Hank Lamb?
No.
I'm sorry, that was a yes?
No.
A no. Okay, so that would keep language. Bob Lederer?
No.
Michael Logan, myself? No. Jeremy Taylor? Jeremy Taylor? No, I'm muted or something. Going back to Jessica? She passed.
Jessica votes no.
No. Okay, Jeremy Taylor again? No vote. All right. Two yeses, one, two, three, four, five, six noes.
Okay, the language, right, that motion fails. The language is retained. So now we're voting on the entire motion as amended. The only amendment is adding the HR language, but this is still including the consultative language. So, let me ask, is there any objection to the overall motion?
Yes, Carolyn, I will abstain.
Okay. Is there any other objection or abstention from the overall motion? Okay. So then we can record that as passed by, I guess
actually,
formal, we should call the roll.
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm voting no. I'm voting yes, Tom.
Let's make it formal. Michael, please call the roll.
All right. Call the roll on the entire
motion.
The entire motion as amended. But going back to the entire motion, Jessica Apollinar?
No.
I'm sorry, was that a no?
That was a no.
I don't know if it's my connection or hers.
She said no.
No, voting no on the entire motion. Okay, right. Carol Burden? Carolyn Burden?
I'll say no. Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Fred Blair?
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Adriana Casanet?
Yes.
Assuming Mark Hernandez, Cynthia Dentist, the one here. Hank Lamb?
I'm going to vote yes.
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 Bob Litterer?
Yes.
Yes, I'm voting yes. Jeremy Taylor? I'm not on anymore, so that's two no's and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses on the entire motion as amended.
Okay, so the motion passes. Thank you. Next on the agenda is, bear with me one second. I thought I had it here. Okay, next is status of PNB consideration of pending election committee motions. That's just a five-minute item. At our last meeting, we pointed out that there's, I believe, 8 outstanding motions from last year that have been referred to the PNB many months ago, and we've never heard, as far as we're aware, none of them have ever been considered, let alone voted on. And we just wanted to kind of check in about that. The one we had picked out that we thought was the highest priority was the general one I referred to earlier that asked the PNB to reaffirm that the IED has no independent authority to alter the calendar, that needs to, if that is to be done, that would have to be done by the PNB. So that's been passed. That's not up for discussion at tonight's meeting. That's just a status report. So the purpose of this item is just to check in with our PNB friends on the call to see if anyone has heard either that the issue has come up or that it's been set for an upcoming agenda, the issue of any of the motions we've passed. Can anyone on the PNB address that?
No, I don't think they've come up yet.
Okay. We asked that motion about the timetable be prioritized for the next PNB conference call. So I would just like to encourage the PNB members on this call to, you know, to take up that request by the committee for the board to take action on that. Is there any other discussion on this matter? I mean, like I said, we don't have a motion tonight. It's just kind of a status report. Or any questions anyone has? Okay. Well, hearing none, then I guess we're on to the next agenda item, which is the Election Issues Working Group. Now, for those who are new, this is a group that we set up to based on volunteering. Anyone on the committee is welcome to join. And it's charged with organizing an evaluation of the 2012 elections to try to identify the problems and then propose fixes to them. And we've had one meeting so far, and Michael, could you just give a very brief synopsis? I know you did last time, but just there's some people here that were on the last call.
We identified about 10 major problem areas and had some suggestions for possible remedies. We did forward to the list, so it will be in the archive on the Yahoo group. I can send it again. And we set a meeting for actually tomorrow, at 5:30, I believe, conference call.
8:30 Eastern.
Eight thirty Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. And we were hoping to encourage, particularly, people who are from stations that don't have anybody on the committee yet, which I think that includes KDFA.
Right.
I'm not sure. No, Benito came out from WPSW.
Right.
So maybe just, but and anybody else is welcome. And also to solicit input from either candidates or LSB members about problems they identified, or staff problems they identified in last year's election process and forward it. The working group is just going to make a proposal to this committee, and then this committee would forward it to the PNB. And, you know, it's all just advising.